everyone, and welcome to New Sex Store Review. Today's product is the Ian, the handhold 7 rotating modes male masturbator from Acme Joy. And so this is a very small spinning robot pussy. It's actually made for you to basically use like you're masturbating, and your dick can go all the way through. So it's interesting. It's very, very small. I've never seen a spinning robot pussy this small. It's not narrow. Obviously, the engine, the thing that makes the spinning robot pussy spin, is in this part that kind of comes out. But this whole part spins. So, I mean, there's really not a lot to this toy. It just spins. It doesn't do a lot. But, you know, like they say in Star Wars, spinning is a good trick. So sometimes it's all you need. So this is these two little dots here. That is for the charger, and I'll show you what that looks like. It's a proprietary magnetic charger, so it has little dots right here, and the dots connect, and you can see the light comes on, which tells you it's charging, but it's already fully charged, so we don't have to worry about that. All right, so it only does one thing. We hold down the power button, all right, and then the light comes on, and we click it, and it spins. And the thing is you can hold it, you know, you can hold it, basically hold it like this, and you go up and down your dick as if you're masturbating. But it's not just masturbating. You're not just, because normally you use like a fleshlight. You're creating all the friction yourself. You are going up and down on your shaft, and you're creating all the friction because of the texture of the fleshlight going up and down. This one, not only are you creating friction by going up and down, but it's spinning. So that's it. That's all it does. If you click the different buttons, it says it has 7 modes, but let me show you. This is mode number 1. All right, this is mode number 2. You can see like it stops for like a second. That's 2, and here's 3. This one goes back and forth, which I like. I like when the spinning robot pussy cranks on my dick, like it's like turning a doorknob really aggressively. That's my thing. That's my jam. What can I say? All right, next one. Okay, this one kind of goes back and forth, but it has a little thing. But as you may notice, it's not going faster. These different modes are simply patterns. They're not actually making it faster. Okay, there's that. What do we got? Okay, interesting. All right. I think that's the original one. Okay, and then it goes back to where it just spins and spins and spins, and when she stops, nobody knows. All right, so, and you can see the back. It spins all the way through. That's about all this toy does. Not much to say. Let's talk. Does it feel good? Yes. Is it the most powerful spinning robot pussy I've ever used? Absolutely not. It's somewhat weak, which is to be expected. I mean, the entire motor is in this small area, which you can't expect for there to be a super powerful motor in this little bitty area. So it's not the most powerful spinning robot pussy. The other thing is you can't actually, like you may think because your dick can go all the way through, you can get super aggressive and just really just go to town on yourself. But when you try to go balls deep, I don't know, what I mean is when the toy starts pressing against your, I don't know, what do you call the base of your, where your cock and balls touch your body, that whole area, your torso, it will actually slow down the toy, see? I don't know if you can see that, but look, I just stopped the toy, and all I did was just push it against the palm of my hand. Pushing it against the palm of my hand created enough resistance for it to shut down. So if you're trying to go balls deep, don't go all the way down to the base of your dick, because that little bit of resistance from touching the base will cause the motor to slow down. Okay, so as you can see, I can slow it down with my palm, but if I put my finger inside, you get a good amount. Now there's no lube going on. I'm not lubing anything up. So this is with no lube. You can see it's still getting some good friction. So this is kind of what you can expect. Of course, if you're a little bit too girthy, you can slow it down to a crawl, and then it'll stop. So that's the one thing you gotta watch out for. If you're a little bit on the girthier side, this may not fit you. You know, your girthy penis may stop the motor. You may not be able to get what you need from it. So you may need something with a more powerful motor with more torque. All right, cleaning. You may think this is like super easy to clean because it just goes straight through. There's a hole. However, you probably want to take the insert out when you rinse it out. You don't want to get the water on. Water and electricity tend not to mix. You don't want to put anything electronic under the faucet. So the way you take out the insert is you just rip it out like this. Now here's something interesting. The actual chamber of the insert is just a smooth plastic cylinder, which means that it's not held on. The insert is not being held on by any kind of mechanics. It's held on strictly through the surface tension of the insert and this plastic kind of housing. So if you turn on the toy again, you'll see, this may not come through very clearly on camera, but as you can see, the cylinder is just spinning. That's all it's doing. All right? So you can take this out, take this over to the bathroom. You can turn it inside out super easily, rinse it, dry it. It's ready to go again. Now, how do you get it back in? Because it doesn't come with like any kind of a stick or anything. So the way I found to get this back in very easily is when this is cleaned and dried and ready to go, you want to fold it in on itself like this, like a pastry. Like think of it like a little pastry dough. And you fold it in on itself, and then you just kind of put it in there while it's folded up. And then it'll unfold automatically once it's kind of in there. But you want to kind of get it in there while it's folded up. And see how that didn't work? That's because of the gloves, unfortunately. So what you want to do is you want to fold it up tightly, roll it up as tightly as possible, then stick it in there, and it'll just automatically expand, and it should fill in. Now, because of the gloves, I was unable to do that, so I'm going to have to do a little back and forth, where I kind of pull it on one side and watch it on the other side, a little bit of a give and take. So as you can see, depending on how easy you can do this, I was able to do it. So there you go. That's how you clean it. You take the insert out, rinse it off. Super easy to clean, but putting it back together can be easy or difficult depending on if you're wearing monkey gloves or not. But that's about it. That's all the toy does. It only spins. It does do the cranking. The motor isn't too powerful, but that's what you'd expect. All right, let's talk about price. So this MSRP's at $78.99. It's on sale for $58.66. I do have a $10 off coupon, but this isn't really a good deal if it's over $50. So I usually kind of rank sex toys in certain categories. There's like the sub $50 tier. There's the $50 to $100 tier. There's the $100 to $200 tier. There's the $200 plus tier. You know, like, you should get what you pay for. This is definitely a decent $50, like, between, you know, sub $50 spinning robot pussy. It fits pretty much what I would expect from a sub $50 spinning robot pussy. The motor isn't that powerful. That's okay. Cleaning is okay. It's small. I mean, that's a bonus. It performs as well as you would expect for a sub $50 spinning robot pussy. However, this retails at nearly $80. This does not perform like an $80 spinning robot pussy. There's much better options if you're looking for a $50 to $100 spinning robot pussy. But for a sub $50 spinning robot pussy, this is pretty good. So because of the $10 coupon code that I have, you can get this for less than $50. So I would say with the coupon code, the price is about right. So who'd I recommend this for? If you've never used a sex toy, but you're used to jerking off, you know, like maybe you think sex toys are weird or creepy, but you jerk off to porn all the time. Well, this could be like your first spinning robot pussy because you're essentially just jerking off with this. So if you're used to like a simple toy, like a Fleshlight, this can basically allow you to do the same thing you're normally doing, but instead of a Fleshlight, you have a spinning toy. But it's not that different. It's not like, you know, it has like a fake vagina on it and it's creeping you out because it's weird and or whatever. It's a very simple toy. So for someone who's maybe they want to kind of give a spinning robot pussy a try, but they think dolls are weird or they think realistic sex toys are weird, they want something that just feels like masturbating, this is a good kind of first spinning robot pussy. And for sub $50, you really can't go wrong. If you're willing to spend a little bit more, there are much better options at the $100 to $200 range. And obviously the Revy spinning Robopussy that costs about $350 to $400, that's the best. But again, that's $350 to $400. This is less than $50. So for less than $50, this is a good option. But if you're willing to spend more, you can get better. So that's about it. For the price, this is a good kind of spinning Robopussy. Just be aware that because the hole goes all the way through, you will need to have something to catch your cum on the other side. This should go without saying, but you have to, you know, don't just bust a nut without thinking about it, because there's nothing here to catch your jizz. So it's just going to shoot everywhere and you're going to have to clean it up. So make sure that you, I don't know, catch it in some tissue or something. There you go. But all in all, for a sub $50 spinning Robopussy, pretty good. Pretty good. And it's very discreet. Like, this is something small that you could easily pack away. Now, if you put this on your carry-on, this could be misconstrued as some type of, you know, like a trigger, like a bomb trigger. Kind of looks like it, you know? Like, you ever seen a movie where they got the detonator switch? This kind of looks like a detonator switch. So I would not bring this on an airplane because it looks kind of like a detonator switch. But for traveling, if you're just trying to pack something small that spins, this isn't too bad. Again, for sub $50, pretty good deal, but you could do better, but you have to spend more. But I do have a $10 off coupon code, which will bring this toy to less than $50, which is where I would put it anyway. So check that out. Thank you very much, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Check out the coupon code. The coupon code is good for the whole site. So maybe this toy doesn't do it for you. Check out the rest of their toys. They have a lot of good options at Acme Joy, and you could save $10 on whatever you choose to buy. So anyway, thank you very much. This is Turtflinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.